Right, it's been a rather special day out in the Peak District today. A very big day indeed. People have gathered at Edale to mark the 80th anniversary of the mass trespass on Kinder's Scout. It's been called the most crucial event in the century-long battle for the freedom to roam on Britain's mountains and moorlands. Our reporter Dan Green's been in Edale today, and he's been meeting some of the well-known names who've joined in the celebrations.
Well, this is the foot of Kinder Scout, looking, it has to be said, slightly threatening today with the black clouds circling it. But strange to think that I could have been standing here in the 1930s or even looking out of my back window if I lived the right side of Sheffield, gazing up at this thing, but no right to walk up here. There were signs saying, keep off, trespassers will be prosecuted. Very different today, of course. I was up here only a couple of weekends ago and it was absolutely teeming with people that day. And there's a fair few people arriving this morning to mark this anniversary as well. Well, I've got with me the writer and broadcaster and rambler Stuart McConey, and the voice behind that song that so many people know and love, the Manchester Rambler, Mike Harding. Tell us first off, how does it feel to see all these people here celebrating what happened 80 years ago?
Fantastic. It really is heartening. I mean, I think I've just come over on the train from Manchester, and the train was full of people coming. And it's great. Rain's held off for the moment. I think all these people are, you know, they're all very different people, different shapes and sizes, united in one thing, really. The desire to, well, want to celebrate what the trespassers did 80 years ago, and how we continue to want to, you know, exercise the rights they fought for.
Five men went to prison for walking on a mountain which had once belonged to every man jack of us. They were tried by a jury of the landed gentry that wanted to keep people off the mountains anyway.
Which must have been awful for them at the time, but obviously that's the thing, by the sounds of it, that kind of galvanised support, because people looked at that decision and just thought, well, that's so ridiculous that something needs to be done.
No, it's not. I mean, it's not too ridiculous to say it's comparable to something like, say, the Tolpuddle Martyrs, where it's a case like a cause célèbre where people go, hang on, this is ridiculous. These people just want basic freedoms. They wanted the basic freedom to organise and form a union, and, you know, the trespassers wanted the basic freedom to, well, you know, you can see up here, we can see the skyline, we can see the hills. These don't belong to anybody. Well, they do. They belong to all of us. It's absurd to think belongs to anyone, and the trespassers are saying, no, we all have a right to be up there. And as Mike says, but if you remember, they went to prison for that.
Yeah. Oh, you've come from the other side of the Pennines today to us. Often I think people in South Yorkshire forget that we were as big a part of this as you guys were.
I think that's right, yeah. Maybe understandable, because Manchester Rambler is the song that everyone sings.
I'm a rambler from Manchester.
But no, absolutely, the whole point of it was that, for, you know, people from these two great urban centres, Sheffield and Manchester, and elsewhere as well, we're saying, well, we will meet, you know, literally we're going to meet on the top there, and we're going to the roots of all of this is in working class descent.
The three big areas were really Salford and Manchester and Sheffield and Barnsley, the South Yorkshire area, and there was as many came from the South Yorkshire area over the other side of the mountain as came from this side.
We talk about the song. How much do you think that's kind of helped to canonise this in people's minds?
It keeps it in people's minds because it is a true story. And when I sing it, I've just finished a tour, 60 nights on the road, and when I finish the show, I always finish it with the Manchester Rambler, and I tell people the story, and half of them didn't know it.
No man has the right to own mountains any more than the deep ocean bends.
I grew up probably listening to Mike singing it, and I didn't know for years. I just thought, oh, it's a song. Great people always knew the, you know, the story behind it.
And Ewan McCall, who wrote it, was press officer on the trespass.
You still have this in your mind and Kinder Scout in your mind every time you sing it.
Never leaves.
A tremendous story, isn't it? Stuart McConey and Mike Harding talking there at the foot of Kinder Scout to our very own Dan Green.